This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There have been two dirty words in the American financial lexicon the past year or so, Wells and Fargo. But the scandal-besieged bank seems to be cleaning up its act. It's replacing 3 of 15 board members, including the chairman, Stephen Sanger, is going to step down at the end of the year. Current vice chair, Elizabeth Duke, is going to take his place. We sent Marketplace's Ryan Kailath to find out whether this is actual change or something else.
The first question goes to Cornell Law professor Robert Hockett. Why exactly is Wells Fargo replacing board members?
Was it the cross-selling scandal, the life insurance scandal, the auto insurance scandal, or was it the lawsuit alleging that Wells Fargo ripped off small businesses on credit card transactions?
Well, the short answer is all of the above. The slightly longer-winded answer is that so many of these have come to light after the last shakeup.
You remember Wells Fargo's CEO John Stumpf stepped down last year after the first of its recent scandals, creating fake accounts for clients without their knowledge. After that, Hockett says, the bank hoped its detractors were appeased.
Of course, since then, more of these scandals have come to light, and they have to roll even more heads.
Hockett says, though, that elevating Elizabeth Duke to chairwoman is a significant move, not just a symbolic one. Jeremy Kress of the University of Michigan Law School worked with Duke as a bank regulator at the Federal Reserve. He says her experience could help Wells get its compliance issues in line.
I think the bigger question is why people like Stephen Sanger were allowed to keep their jobs as long as they did.
Kress isn't the only one ascribing blame to the outgoing chairman. Senator Elizabeth Warren has called for the Fed to replace all 12 board members who were at Wells Fargo during the fake account scandal. In a statement yesterday, the senator said, quote, letting a few board members retire early and shuffling around current board members simply doesn't cut it. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.